This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Across the country, critical minerals are in increasingly high demand for green technology and national defense, but many of those minerals are being mined or processed on indigenous lands. In the first of a three-part series, KOSU's Sarah Lisi reports on a nickel refinery in Oklahoma facing pushback from three tribal nations.
Flat land stretches around west wind elements. The nickel refinery is guarded by fencing and a rutted dirt road in Oklahoma's sixth largest city called Lawton. It's also a five-minute drive to a historic Comanche church established in the 1890s called the Dio Mission.
This church and this building and this land has been here a long time, dedicated to the Lord.
Kathleen Tehi is the lay minister of the church, located on the Kiowa Comanche Apache Reservation, known as the KCA. The reservation is in southwest Oklahoma and was most recently ruled as disestablished by a state court in 2021. But many tribal citizens say it lives on.
We're protectors of the land, of the air, the communities that we serve.
Westwind's plant produces high-purity nickel that can be used in aerospace and defense tech, electric cars and phone batteries, and stainless steel. It utilizes the MOND process, which involves carbon monoxide and nickel carbonyl, and is highly dangerous. Tehi and others in the area worry about what this could mean for their community. She's not alone. During a heated Comanche Nation business meeting in February of 2024, some spoke up, including Tribal Historic Preservation Officer Martina Minthorn.
Once they go into full refinery, that's going to be very close to Dio Mission. I went to Standing Rock four times. It's going to be right here in our own backyard.
During that meeting, the committee passed a resolution opposing the plant until an environmental assessment is conducted. Some citizens also accused Chairman Mark Wumavoya of selling them out because of his unauthorized endorsement of Westwind Elements during a Lawton City Council meeting. But Wumavoya says,
I did not approve anything. The city of Lawton approved this. It was the city of Lawton land. It wasn't Comanche land. It wasn't my land.
Wumavoya was eventually censured and replaced. The Kiowa and Apache tribes passed similar resolutions to that of the Comanche Nation, citing a lack of consultation. But despite tribal opposition, Westwind Elements began operations, holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony in August of 2024. And a couple of things helped move the needle forward.
The Lawton community did come up with a very incentivizing incentives package.
That's Kaylee Long, the CEO of Westwind Elements.
We support rigorous environmental standards, but we certainly wanted a process that wasn't bureaucratic. And what we found in the state of Oklahoma and the locality of Lawton is that it was an efficient process.
Long says she met with leaders from the Comanche and Kiowa tribal nations and did not expect the local pushback. She believes the indigenous-led coalition, Westwind Resistance, helped stir an uprising of opposition. Yet, in the face of dissent, Long and the startup have pushed forward. In December, the plant produced its first sample of nickel powder, and they're one step closer to their next goal.
We are nearing final site selection decision on our commercial plant.
But some resistance in the KCA community remains. Back at the Dio Mission Church, they're praying for healthy land and people, while others, like Westwind Resistance, demand answers about the refinery's environmental impact and how this could potentially impact future generations. For KOSU, I'm Sarah Lisi.
This story is supported by Earth Journalism Network. Next week, in the second of this three-part series, Sarah examines the history of the indigenous lands where the refinery resides. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.